say, what a beautiful, beautiful song. Well, that reminds me, I spoke a message, I don't know how long ago, the mountain mover. The mountain mover, and that's what God is specialized in. So today, I've been asking the Lord to give me a message. And you know what? I prepared a message for today. I thought that message was for today. I came to church, wanted to speak that, okay? And I had another message prepared for last week, but I couldn't. And then I said, Lord, I have both messages on me. But the Lord came and told me, go for this message. I'm going to go. The secret of a happy life. I said, okay. Secret for a good and happy life. We're going to talk about that, but before we do anything, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We're in your presence, and that's a wonderful thing. You bless this meeting today. Bless the speaker, and help me, Lord, to deliver your word, and let the people hear your voice, not mine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to read a verse from John 5:12. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son, he who does not have the Son of God, does not have the life. In John 10:10 also, you should know it by heart from now on. He says, I came. This is Jesus speaking. I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly. A good life. Everyone from youth to the aged to the more matured people. Okay, you understand what I'm saying. Everyone from youth to the age is seeking the happy life, the good life. Whatever he or she considers that to be. Some believe that the happy life is found by gaining wisdom. Others seek to find happiness by securing high education. Nothing wrong with that. Gaining knowledge. Nothing wrong. But in Ecclesiastes, if you read that, the word of God says, he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. Knowledge without Christ. It's no knowledge. Then we ask ourselves, I want to ask yourself, how and where would we find the joy, the good life, the happiness we are seeking, people are seeking? I want to bring a few points for you to help me, help us all explain the good life and enjoy it. It begins, the good life, it begins with the decision to take Jesus, in my opinion, and this is Bible's opinion, this good life begins by taking Jesus as your Savior. Let's go into the subject immediately. You will not have a good life without the Lord Jesus Christ. I said this story, I read it quite a few years ago, about a millionaire in Texas. During the days of big Cadillacs, red Cadillacs, he had a big red Cadillac. And the guy said, if I die, I want you to bury me in my Cadillac. So he died. They sat him in the Cadillac. They dug a big, large hole in the ground. And the Cadillac went down, and he was sitting in it. And two men were standing watching in the funeral. And these two men, one looked at another, he says, man, this is life. Really? Is this life? The guy is dead. Is this life? And let me answer these two men together. This is death. Without Christ, if you are without the Lord Jesus Christ, that is when you die, it is death, and death forever. Until God becomes very real to you, to that person, life will be incomplete. Unhappy and empty. Look around, you see so many empty lives nowadays. So many people are completely lost. They cannot figure out what's happening. And the Christians look at it and say, well, we know very well it's the last days. Amen. May it be the last days. Do you believe the Lord is coming soon? If you believe so, Lord, come. And may we stop preaching and go together right now. That's what the human people, humanly speaking, need, is to take Jesus as their Savior. Let's go down to that. Deep inside every human heart, there is emptiness. A vacuum that no matter what you try, a Cadillac, red Cadillac, and sit in it and die in it, it's still death. You cannot fill an empty life with things of this world. And look around, so many people try to get riches. Riches, okay, granted. Homes, granted. Families, granted. But the end of that journey is without Christ, you go down, it's death. We need to face that. And you think with me, those people who are trying very hard to achieve that good life here, after achieving all their dreams, you know why? They're dissatisfied. I ask you why. Could you help me on this? Why are they dissatisfied? Because a life without Christ is an empty life. Regardless of what all researchers say, and regardless of what they tell you, and they direct your hearts and life toward different pathways, the human life without Christ is empty. In vain they try to fill this life with all the joy, with everything in life. the end result is total failure because Jesus is not there. Man is looking at this world for solutions, also to quench that thirst. And this evil world only offers broken sisters. The Bible said that. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 2:13, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and you for themselves, cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." I can tell you one thing. That was my life without Christ. I tried many things. I tried to be happy. I could not be happy. For 5 years, I lived with sorrow. I could not. I tried many things without going in. We don't have the time for these many things. I tried many things without Christ until I met Christ face to face one evening. And he asked, he told me, "Adol, surrender your life." I knew the way. And there are so many people who know the way and say, "Oh yeah, I know, I love, I go to church." Doesn't matter. Doesn't make any difference. I knew that. I went to church. I used to pick up where is a good preacher preaching. I used to go. And one of the best sermons I heard at a Presbyterian church. I still remember where it is. And one day, I said, "Okay, I hope I can hear something good." And the guy came and started preaching. And one of his subject, he said, "Can someone sweep the floor against the wind?" Can someone sweep against the wind? Can someone live without Christ? Can someone live and his life is totally against Jesus Christ? I thought a lot about it. I was disturbed. I did not get saved. I was disturbed and I tried to forget it. But it's still with me till now. This has been 50 years ago. I submit to you the testimonies of many believers, including mine. I gave you that. Nothing can fill the hungry heart. I say nothing. All the joys in the world, the money, positions, family, riches cannot satisfy a hungry heart for the Lord. You might have great plans for your future. You might have, hey, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a great businessman. I want to do this. I want to do that. Okay. It's plans only. The heart can't plan. But the counsel of the Lord will stand forever. You need to take Jesus as Savior. In John 14:6, you know the verse. It says, "I am." Stop looking anywhere. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Reminded me a story I read, true thing. And Leonard Griffith tells of a young man who came to William Gladstone when he was Prime Minister of England. He said, "Mr. Gladstone, I should appreciate your giving me a few minutes in which I might lay before you the plans for my future." I should like to study law. Yes, said the great statesman, and what then? Well, sir, I should like to gain entrance to the bar of England. Yes, young man, what then? Then, sir, I hope to have a place in Parliament in the House of the Lords. Yes, young man, what then? Said the Gladstone. Then I hope to do great things for Britain. Yes, young man, and what then? Then I hope to retire and take life easy. Well then, Mr. Gladstone, I suppose you will die afterwards. The young man said, and what then? He then looked at Mr. Gladstone. He hesitated and said, I never thought any further than that, sir. I never thought any further than that. He was seeking a wonderful life. He was seeking a good life. Mr. Gladstone, he looked at him sternly and steadily and said, young man, you are a fool. Go home and think life over. Isn't that sad? All the achievements he wanted to do, all his dreams, came crashing down. Without Christ, there is no life. I'm being very honest with you. That's my experience. There is no joy. You're seeking the good life. Jesus said, I came to give you the good life. And he gave it to you in abundance. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then all your dreams, all these things you're dreaming of, shall be given unto you. My second point, if you're convinced, you need to come to Jesus Christ and live for him. Give him your life. Then something is required of you to have total commitment of your life in God's will. Can you do that? Say, no, Errol, you're right. I want a good life. I want to come to Jesus. Well, you have to commit your life to Jesus Christ. I want to come to church. Good. It's not enough. I want to give and help the church. Good. It's not enough. I want to straighten my life and live a very, very strict life. Good, but not enough. The true and happy Christian life, let's call it the good life, a life above the average, a life dedicated to Jesus. Do you have in your heart this desire to live for him? Do you want to taste the joy and the peace you've been searching for? Do you desire to win the battle of life against sin? Oh, that's a battle against sin. I call it the battle of life. Do you want to follow Jesus all the way? Not every Sunday, not every Wednesday, not when there's a big celebration at the church. No, you want to follow Jesus, then here's what you need. I'm going to help. Here's what you need. To have the good life, it involves dedication to the total dedication to the will of God. Surrender everything. Come to Him in total obedience. Yes, I am sinner. Please, Lord, save me and give me the life I am seeking. He will. I have good news for you. He will. Amen. Come to me, all that you're weary and heavy laden, and I will give you what? That's life. Are you resting? Oh, anything that happens around the world will leave you completely in fear. Oh, what's going to happen? What's next? We might have a war coming, and it could be a world war. We don't know. Are you resting in Jesus? Is your life in His hands? As we said, is everything you have is committed to Jesus Christ, and leave it there. Maybe the church I'm attending is not the right church. You go to another church, fine and dandy. But the peace in your heart is there. Is it there? And the worry, unrest, still seeking that good life that you're craving for. You'll be drinking from a broken cistern, my dear friend. Broken cistern. Until you come to Jesus Christ. And He says, the water that I give will be forever. Will satisfy you. Are you satisfied? Or you're still searching and searching? And also, that good life, we said, a commitment followed by a dedication. Dedication. And that dedication takes few things for you to do, for us. Number one, to be transformed completely. And the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation. Then all things pass away. Behold, everything has become new. And suddenly you forget everything that disturbed you in life. You have an idea about them, but you have the joy in your heart that no one can take away from you. Confusion will go. Sadness and worry about this life will go because you've committed this and put it in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't you make this decision while you're still there? Lord, I want a good life, which is the more abundant life that Jesus can give you immediately. This does not come after 6 months. This does not come on your own probation. This does not come because we want to see how you walk. Jesus accepts you the way you are. Come to Him and give Him all your life, dedication, everything. And then He will change you. He'll transform your life and He'll give you victory, as we heard this morning. And then Third point, you have to determine that this is the way I want to go. Submission. This is submission. You know, that means many people don't like the word submission. Even if they're children, that means obedience, right? And then the boy was crying and crying. His mom came to him and said, "What's wrong?" He was crying. He said, "Daddy said a bad word." "What is it?" "Obey." Is it a bad word? Someone said, it's not me, the way of obedience is the glory of a human life. That's the more abundant life. You got life? You have to determine and surrender it and listen to God. He says, Adol, don't do that. But, Peter throws the net on this side. He says, but, Lord, we've been working all night and we've been throwing it all night in this place. Throw it. I obey at your word. Because you said, at your word. Are you obeying his word? Peter obeyed. And you know what happened. Oh, the net was full until it started. This is the God that can take your life and say, come and taste the good life that I will get. There is no other life. Don't try. And if you're trying, quit. Because you cannot continue amidst all this chaos around us without being fearful and worried. And you lose sleep. Many people lose sleep. And I assure you, what's going on around the United States, in the Middle East, around the globe, war is in Europe going. I tell you, the only peace that you will have is tasting the good life from Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. Isn't it time? Isn't it time to follow Jesus, who would lead you out of frustration and failure and the confusion and the disappointments? Aren't you tired of fighting and losing? Isn't it time to experience the abundant life, the good life? Take Jesus, the answer to every problem in life. He said, I came to give them life and the good life more abundant. He is the way, I tell you, to the highest and best, both in this life and in the life to come. Would you? I hope I made it clear the way to a good life. The more abundant life, happy life. And if you digested that, well, come to Jesus this afternoon and give him your life. Let's bow our heads for prayers. Our Father, we come to you thanking you for the opportunity to meditate on your word. All together here this morning, we pray that our hearts will be reminded as Christians what a good life we have. And we'll be reminded what a bad life we had before we knew you. And if there are some of us who do not know Jesus as Savior, who did not taste walking with him, the good life with Jesus, I pray that they open their hearts this morning, this afternoon, and take you as the greatest companion in life, Savior Jesus Christ. Bless this congregation. Bless the rest of the day. And help us not to forget to surrender this life to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The meeting is over, and may God bless you. If someone would like to talk to me after this meeting about salvation, I'll be sitting here in the front. And may God bless.